Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast. Helping you catch up on what you missed.
Beat Shazam, it's like name that tune. I'm going to play the first 5 seconds of some songs, and Drex and Kara will try to identify these songs. In honor of the Braves at Truist Park today in the playoffs, all of these songs, artist or title, have the names of baseball teams in them.
Whoa.
Starting with Kara, first song.
Okay, that's Sarah Bareilles' Brave.
Correct.
Say what you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave.
All right, are you ready for your first song?
Yeah, this is fun. Sounds like Michael Bublé. Just haven't left you yet? I don't know.
I just haven't met you.
Oh.
You yet.
And I know someday that it'll all turn up. Make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet.
Okay. Are you ready, Kara?
I'm ready.
Round two, you're in the lead, 1-0. You could run away with this. Here you go.
That is Lord Team?
Royals. No, Kansas City
Royals.
It will never be Royals.
Drex is working out his rotator cuff.
I got that Tommy John surgery last week, you know?
All right, Drex, you could pull...
Tie. Yeah, at least get on the board.
Here you go. Next song. These all have baseball teams in them, either the artist or the title.
So would that be Prince, Little Cincinnati Red Corvette?
Correct. This is the plot thickens. Here we go into the final round, and we're all tied up. Kara.
Is that Aerosmith Amazing?
No.
No, I'm out too.
Anaheim Angel. Drex could end up with a victory here on this last song, and I predict you will.
Sugar, Tampa Bay Ray, Fly.
Yes!
I just want to fly. When you want, I put your arms around me, babe. Put your arms around me, babe.
Savor it, buddy.
Oh.
Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible.
Can you do it?
Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
We are sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Abby in Fayetteville, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Great. Could you kick Kara out of the studio for us?
Oh, absolutely. Bye, girl. You're going down.
Bye, Abby. Good luck.
Love it, love it, love it. All right. Kara's going to leave the studio. I'm going to ask you these five pop culture trivia questions. We'll bring Kara back in, ask her the same questions. If you could answer more right than Kara, she pays you $100. You ready?
Got it.
Question one, Kim Kardashian made fun of everyone in her life when she hosted SNL Saturday night. What city is SNL broadcast from?
New York City.
Question two, Britney Spears' fiance gave her a Doberman named Porsche. Where is the car named Porsche made? What country?
France.
Question number three. Paul McCartney is now saying that John Lennon broke up the band. What band are we talking about?
The Beatles.
Question number four. George Clooney has nixed the idea of getting into politics. Before ER, George played a detective on one episode of a show alongside Rose and Blanche.
That would be The Golden Girls.
And question five, Reba says she wants her recently divorced former stepson and his ex to be happy. Who was her stepson Brandon Blackstock married to?
I'm going to go with Carmen Electra.
All right, I'm going to bring Kara back in. You did okay.
Yeah.
But remember, we have a great consolation prize, so no worries. Rest easy. Kara, ready for the same questions?
I think so.
Number one, Kim Kardashian was on SNL, made fun of her entire family, everybody she knows. What city is SNL broadcast from?
New York.
That's what Abby said. It's 1-1. Question number two, Britney Spears' fiance gave her a Doberman named Porsche. Where is the car named Porsche made?
Oh, gosh. Italy?
Abby said France. You said Italy. The correct answer is Germany.
Oh.
It is 1-1 still. Question number three. Paul McCartney is saying that John Lennon broke up the band. What's the band?
The Beatles.
It is 2-2. Question number four. George Clooney has nixed the idea of getting into politics. Before he was on ER, George played a detective on one episode of a show alongside Rose and Blanche.
The Golden Girls?
Golden Girls is what we were looking for. It's 3-3. Nail biter. Are you ready for question five?
Yes.
Reba says she just wants her recently divorced former stepson and his ex to be happy. Who is her stepson Brandon Blackstock married to?
Kelly Clarkson!
Kelly Clarkson!
Oh my gosh.
Final score, Kara 4, Abby 3. Abby, are you smarter than Kara?
I'm not smarter than you, Kara.
Sorry, Abby.
It's okay. It's okay. Definitely worth the prize.
Kara's new record, 1,132 wins, 38 losses, and you are going to go see Enrique Iglesias and Ricky Martin.
Oh my gosh, my best friend is going to kill me. She's going to be so excited.
Pair of tickets. State Farm Arena on October 29th. Tickets are on sale, livenation.com. Have an awesome time, Abby.
Thank you so much for playing.
We're going to play again at 7:35 and then again after that tomorrow morning at 6:35 every weekday on B98.5.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
All right, Colby, you got yourself in trouble. You were at a party for a four-year-old.
Okay, I don't have kids.
Right.
So I literally had nothing to do. They were like in a bounce house. They were painting, eating, whatever.
Yeah.
So there was this ball on the ground, and I started playing with it. I started kicking it around.
Oh, okay. I know where this is going.
She
what did you break?
The ball and broke a chandelier.
No. I wish I broke a chandelier. No. I was playing with this ball on the ground for a good while, and then I left it.
Okay.
So about an hour later, the birthday girl picked up the ball and started crying, Teddy! You guys, I had no idea the ball I'd been playing with contained her pet hamster.
The ball, it was like a pet ball where you put your hamster in it and the hamster can go around the house?
Yep, that was
You killed Teddy? How did the four-year-old react when you came forward with this information?
I didn't say a word, and I just covered up by, like, running around, trying to help. I'm like, how could this happen here? You know, I was, like, trying to, like, play like everybody else.
You were saying, how could this have happened? Like, you were, like, investigating the crime that you committed?
Gosh.
I was hoping they'd blame one of the other kids. I haven't been able to stop thinking about it, though.
Right.
I feel awful. I just want to call them and ask forgiveness, maybe get a new hamster. I mean, I feel terrible. I'll do whatever it takes.
Why are you coming forward now?
I have not been able to sleep since the party. I feel terrible.
Well, you must feel like a fugitive.
I do. I killed a hamster. I feel horrible.
Ugh.
All right. Sit tight because we're going to call the four-year-old. We'll call the mom. And we'll tell her what happened, come clean, and see if we can get forgiveness for you.
Thank you.
All right. It is October. That could be Teddy's ghost keeping her up at night. We got to get her some forgiveness.
Forgive and forget on B98.5.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
Colby was at a boring birthday party for a four-year-old, and there was this ball on the floor that she started kicking around just out of boredom. And a little while later, the birthday girl ran over to the ball, picked it up, and cried, "Teddy!" Teddy was the hamster that was in that ball that Colby was kicking around. Colby killed Teddy, and to make matters worse, covered up the crime by pretending she was looking for the real killer. Colby, sit tight. We're going to get your friend Josephine on the phone and talk to her for a minute.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, Josephine.
Yes.
Hi, this is Tad, Drex, and Kara. We're calling from B98.5.
Oh, wow.
Hi. We just wanted to wish your daughter a happy fourth birthday.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
You know how radio stations do happy birthday announcements, so here we are.
So how was the party? Did anything out of the ordinary happen?
No, nothing unusual. I mean, it was a kid's party. I'm just glad we survived it, you know.
Yeah. Did everybody survive it?
What do you mean?
Teddy? The hamster?
Oh, Teddy.
Yeah, Teddy.
It was terrible. My daughter, Emily, got to bring the hamster home from daycare for the weekend. I mean, we had to get special permission and everything.
All right, so it's her fourth birthday. You had to ask the teacher or the person at the daycare, like, please, can we take?
We actually begged the daycare to let her bring him home.
Teddy didn't even belong to you?
No, my daughter was devastated. I've really never seen her this way because, you know, she was entrusted with his well-being.
So your daughter would have to go back and face all of her friends.
Okay, stop. It was me. I'm so, so sorry. It was me.
What?
Yeah, Josephine, that's Colby, your friend Colby that I guess was at the party.
I'm so sorry.
I wanted to explain, Josephine, this is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. And Colby called us because she feels terrible. She killed Teddy.
I was kicking the ball. I had no idea he was in there. I'm so sorry.
Colby, Teddy isn't dead.
What?
He was missing for a couple of days, but he's fine.
Colby said she was kicking the ball around and then found Teddy was in there.
The trap door on the ball must have come open because he was missing until Sunday morning. But we found him. He was curled up in the dog's bed.
I'm so relieved. I've been so stressed out. Oh, my God.
Well, listen, this feature is called Forgive and Forget, and Colby wanted to ask you to forgive her for kicking Teddy around the house and thought she had killed him. Do you forgive Colby?
It's fine. I mean, you probably jumbled his brains enough because now he thinks he's a dog. But other than that...
On the next Forgive and Forget on
B98.5. Tomorrow, Forgive and Forget, Allie needs forgiveness for breaking up with a guy for a crazy reason because he has what most women... We're going to find out what that is when we talk to her tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. Forgive and forget.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine mild today with a high of 82. Falcons beat the Jets 27-20 in London. They have this weekend off. What else is going on, Kara?
It's going to be a beautiful day for some Braves baseball. The Braves taking on the Brewers today at Truist Park. Game 3 is going to kick off just after 1 o'clock today. Now, we are both tied at one game apiece in the NLDS. We're hoping to see the Braves pull ahead today, and then Game 4 is going to be tomorrow at 5:07. Now, tickets for both games are still available. When I was looking around last night, you can get in the building for about $40, which isn't too bad
for a playoff game.
Playoffs?
Are you thinking about going over there?
Yeah.
One o'clock?
I know. It's like the perfect time to go. I'll miss my nap, but I would much rather see the Braves win than take a nap.
Sure.
You know. Later on today, we've got a young woman from Atlanta who's racing for a world record with the hopes that more people will embrace differences. Her name is Bentley Grace, and she was born at just 24 weeks and 3 days. She weighed 1 pound and 6 ounces, and on her very first day, she actually suffered a brain bleed that resulted in her diagnosis of cerebral palsy spastic quadriplegia. So she's in a wheelchair, but since then, Bentley Grace has totally defied all of the odds. This girl is an adrenaline junkie.
Nice.
She loves to go fast. She loves horses. And thanks to the Kyle Pease Foundation, she was paired up with a guy named Chris Nasser. And these two have become an elite two-person wheelchair racing team that are going to be trying to break the Guinness Book of World Records in the Boston Marathon today.
Beautiful.
How cool.
Yes.
Now, this is an important question. Do you think you could stay off social media for a full 25 days?
What are you giving me?
$2,500.
I could do that.
You'd think about it.
Well, I mean, after last week, phone or just you just have to stay off the apps.
You just have to stay off the social media apps. You could still use your computer, but after last week's Facebook and Instagram, WhatsApp kind of outage, this company called Home Connections is creating a challenge where people would just take a break from scrolling completely for this chance to get paid. The purpose is to encourage healthy use of social media. So you've got to apply by October 25th. You'll be asked to delete your social media apps from your phones, tablets, and then resist the temptation of using someone else's device for a full 25 days. And at the end of the detox, you'll be asked to share how it affected your mood and your mental health.
I got a great workaround for this. I could just text people my photographs and then do FaceTime with people so I could show them
social media. Yeah, but that defeats the purpose of taking the break and collecting the money.
Yeah, but what will people do if they don't know what I had for dinner?
Oh my gosh.
I don't understand. If you married where you met, where would that be? 404-741-0985.
Well, for Christina Ricci, it would be the hair salon. She just married her hairdresser on Saturday. I guess they're going to have a baby soon, too.
I could marrying your hairdresser, right?
For sure.
They're great listeners.
Absolutely. Always like the ultimate therapist.
404-741-0985. Morgan and Marietta?
My husband and I actually got married at the Renaissance Festival in 2005.
And it's so cool.
It was fantastic, wasn't it?
And it was not really expensive. All our guests had got free admission. You know, we had a free admission up to 25 guests. They each got like a meal included with their ticket.
Yes. Did it offer the opportunity on the invitation to choose your meal? And it was like a giant turkey leg or a giant turkey leg?
Yeah. A slightly larger ticket.
Did your family get a dowry? Because in those times, like the family would get some goats at least.
Yeah, I was going to say, he brought a goat.
If you married where you met, where would that be on the phones? And Amanda and Lilburn, where is it for you?
The racetrack convenience store in Buford.
The racetrack convenience store in Buford. Yes. Okay, you got to tell us, first of all, how it all went down. And then we'll work out the details of your wedding. Catering will be near the rollers. We get all that.
I used to work in a job that required me to work at night on a delivery route. And one night my husband was in there. He had a part-time job there. He was mopping the floor. And he told me, hey, why don't you come back and see me sometime? So after that, I would continue to go in and we started talking and we're married almost 23 years later.
Whoa.
All right. What attracted you to him? Was it his handsome looks or was it the fact that he was good with a mop? I mean, let's be honest.
Well, I thought he was good looking. And when I got back in my car that night, he came out and his butt was nice. So,
so it's creepy if a guy follows you outside the racetrack, but if he's got a cute butt,
all bets are off.
It's allowed. Carrie and Monroe, if you married where you met, where would that be?
If I got married where we met, it would be jail.
Oh, no. For the win.
How is that possible? What happened?
So I was working for the sheriff's office in Athens, and it was a game day, and the dogs were playing, and this drunken disorderly came in, and I was, booking him. And, I mean, he was drunk and disorderly. That was not charming. But, like, who he was charming. And then afterwards, we just kind of met up, you know, after he was, like, released and sober. And we hit it off. And we got married. But we cannot get married where we met.
Well, the good news is, like, if your husband ever messes up, you got his fingerprints, right?
Absolutely.
Very. I mean, I don't know any woman that sees a drunken disorderly come in and says, ooh, there's a catch.
I don't know. There's something about his eyes.
Oh, his eyes. Yeah. His bloodshot eyes are so delightful.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.